story from the Srimad Bhagavatam is entitled The Life of King Bharat. Many thousands of years ago, there was a saintly king by the name of Maharaj Bharat. He was a great emperor after whom the world came to be known as Bharatvarsh, the land of Bharat. King Bharat was also a great devotee of the Lord, and in due course of time, after many years executing his duties, he renounced his kingdom and left for the Himalayas to spend his last years in meditation. In today's story, we hear the unfortunate experience that caused him to take two more extraordinary incarnations. Bharat Maharaj was a topmost devotee. Following the orders of his father, who had already decided to install him on the throne, he began to rule the earth perfectly. When Bharat Maharaj ruled the entire globe, he followed the orders of his father and married Panchanjani, the daughter of a great sage, through whom he had five sons. He was a very learned and experienced king on this earth. He perfectly ruled the citizens, being himself engaged in his own respective duties. Maharaj Bharat was as affectionate to the citizens as his father and grandfather had been. Keeping them engaged in their occupational duties, he ruled the earth. With great faith, Maharaj Bharat worshipped the Supreme Personality of Godhead, performing all sacrifices for the satisfaction of Lord Krishna. Kings like Bharat, Ambarish Maharaj, and Parikshit Maharaj, and many other saintly kings who were pure devotees of the Lord, simply executed all their duties as a service to Him, thinking always of Him, being purified by His devotional service. The heart of Maharaj Bharat was completely uncontaminated by any material desires, and his love increased day by day. Thus, when destiny called and the period for his rule was ended, he retired from family life. He divided the wealth he had received from his forefathers among his sons and left home. He started for Pulaha Ashram, which is situated in Hardwar on the banks of the Ganges River, high in the mountains.
That most exalted devotee, Maharaj Bharat, in this way engaged constantly in the devotional service of the Lord. Naturally, his love for Vasudev, Krishna, increased more and more and melted his heart. Consequently, he gradually lost all attachment for regulative duties. The hairs of his body stood on end, and all the ecstatic bodily symptoms were manifest. Tears flowed from his eyes, so much so that he could not see anything. Thus he constantly meditated on the reddish lotus feet of the Lord. At that time, his heart, which was like a lake, was filled with the water of ecstatic love. When his mind was immersed in that lake, he even forgot the regulative service to the Lord. When one is actually advanced in ecstatic love for Krishna, eight transcendental blissful symptoms are manifest in the body. Those are the symptoms of perfection arising from loving service to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Since Maharaj Bharat was constantly engaged in devotional service, all the symptoms of ecstatic love were manifest in his body. Maharaj Bharat appeared very beautiful. He had a wealth of curly hair on his head, which was wet from bathing three times daily. He dressed in a deer skin. He worshipped Lord Narayan, or Krishna, whose body was composed of golden effulgence. by chanting the hymns given in the Rig Veda. In the gardens of Pula Ashram, Maharaj Bharat lived alone and collected a variety of flowers, twigs, and tulsi leaves. He also collected the water of the Gandaki River, as well as various roots, fruits, and bulbs. With these, he offered food to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Vasudev, and worshipping him, he remained satisfied. In this way, his heart was completely uncontaminated, and he did not have the least desire for material enjoyment. All material desires vanished. In this steady position, he felt full satisfaction and was situated in devotional service. Everyone is searching after peace of mind, which is obtainable only when one is completely freed from the desire for material sense gratification and is engaged in the devotional service of the Lord. As long as one maintains material desires, he cannot be happy. As soon as he engages in the devotional service of the Lord, his mind is purified of all material desires. Then one becomes fully satisfied. One day, after finishing his morning bath, Maharaj Bharat sat down on the bank of the river Gandaki for a few minutes and began chanting his mantra, beginning with the Omkar. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo.
While Bharat Maharaj was sitting on the bank of that river, a doe, being very thirsty, came there to drink. While the doe was drinking the sweet water with great satisfaction, a lion, which was very close, roared loudly. This was frightful to every living entity, and it was heard by the doe. By nature, the doe was always afraid of being killed by others, and it was also looking about suspiciously. When it heard the lion's tumultuous roar, it became very agitated. Looking here and there with disturbed eyes, the doe, although it had not fully satisfied itself by drinking water, suddenly leaped across the river. The doe was pregnant, and when it jumped out of fear, the baby deer fell from its womb into the flowing waters of the river. Being separated from its flock and distressed by its miscarriage, the black doe, having crossed the river, was very much distressed. Indeed, it fell down in a cave and died immediately. The great King Bharat, while sitting on the bank of the river, saw the small deer, bereft of its mother, floating down the river. Seeing this, he felt great compassion. Like a sincere friend, he lifted the infant deer from the waves and, knowing it to be motherless, brought it to his ashram. Laws of nature work in subtle ways unknown to us. Maharaj Bharat was a great king, very advanced in devotional service. He had almost reached the point of loving service to the Supreme Lord, but even from that platform, he could fall down onto the material plane. Spiritual salvation and liberation from material bondage must be worked out with great caution, otherwise a little discrepancy will cause one to fall down again into material existence. By studying the activities of Maharaj Bharat, we can learn the art of becoming completely freed from all material attachment. Maharaj Bharat's compassion for the deer was the beginning of his fall down into the material world. Gradually, Maharaj Bharat became very affectionate toward the deer. He began to raise it and maintain it by giving it grass. He was always careful to protect it from the attacks of tigers and other animals. When it itched, he petted it, and in this way he always tried to keep it in a comfortable condition. He sometimes kissed it out of love. Being attached to raising the deer, Maharaj Bharat forgot the rules and regulations for the advancement of spiritual life, and he gradually forgot to worship the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna. After a few days, he forgot everything about his spiritual advancement. The great King Maharaj Bharat began to think,
"This poor, helpless young deer has come to me by the force of time. Time is an agent of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So I should conclude that God Himself has sent this deer to me. The poor thing has lost its relatives and friends, and it's taken shelter of me. It doesn't know anyone but me. I've become its father, its mother, its brother, and its relatives. At least the deer is thinking in this way, and because it's thinking in this way, it has full faith in me. It does not know anyone but me. So I suppose that I should not be envious and think that for the deer my own welfare will be destroyed even though I am slipping in my spiritual practices. No, I think that it's the right course to raise, protect, gratify, and even if necessary, fondle it. When it has taken shelter with me, how can I neglect it? Even though the deer is disturbing my spiritual life, I realize that a helpless person who has taken shelter cannot be neglected. That would also be a kind of a fall down, too."
When a person is advanced in spiritual consciousness or Krishna consciousness, he naturally becomes very sympathetic toward all living entities suffering in the material world. Naturally, such an advanced person thinks of the suffering of the people in general. However, if one does not know of the material sufferings of fallen souls and becomes sympathetic because of bodily comforts, as in the case of Bharat Maharaj, such sympathy or compassion is the cause of one's fall down. If one is actually sympathetic to fallen, suffering humanity, he should try to elevate people from material consciousness to spiritual consciousness. As far as the deer was concerned, Bharat Maharaj became very sympathetic, but he forgot that it was impossible for him to elevate a deer to spiritual consciousness. As far as the material body is concerned, we cannot do anything for anyone. However, by the grace of Krishna, we may raise a person to spiritual consciousness if we ourselves follow the rules and regulations. If we give up our own spiritual activities and simply become concerned with the bodily comforts of others, we will fall into a dangerous position. Maharaj Bharat continued thinking,
"I am in the renounced order of life, and I'm not supposed to have anything to do with creatures' mundane bodily problems. But at the same time, one who's advanced in the renounced order of life certainly feels compassion for suffering living entities. One should neglect his own personal interests, although they may be very important, in order to protect one who has surrendered."
Due to the attachment for the deer, Maharaj Bharat lay down with it, walked about with it, bathed with it, and even ate with it. Thus, his heart became bound to the deer in affection. When Maharaj Bharat wanted to enter the forest to collect kusha grass, flowers, wood, leaves, fruits, roots, and water, he would fear that dogs, jackals, tigers, and other ferocious animals might kill the deer. He would therefore always take the deer with him when entering the forest. When entering the forest, the animal would appear very attractive to Maharaj Bharat due to its childish behavior. Maharaj Bharat would even take the deer on his shoulders and carry it due to affection. His heart was so filled with great love for the deer that he would sometimes keep it on his lap or when sleeping on his chest. In this way, he felt great pleasure in fondling the animal. Maharaj Bharat left his home, wife, children, kingdom, and everything else to advance his spiritual life in the forest. But again, he fell victim to material affection due to his attachment to an insignificant pet deer. When Maharaj Bharat was actually worshipping the Lord or was engaged in some ritualistic ceremony, although his activities were unfinished, he would still, at intervals, get up and see where the deer was. In this way, he would look for it, and when he could see that the deer was comfortably situated, his mind and heart would be very satisfied, and he would bestow his blessings upon the deer. Because his attraction for the deer was so intense, Bharat Maharaj could not concentrate upon worshipping the Lord or performing his ritualistic ceremonies. Even though he was engaged in worshipping the deity, his mind was restless due to his inordinate affection. While trying to meditate, he would simply think of the deer, wondering where it had gone. In other words, if one's mind is distracted from worship, a mere show of worship will not be of any benefit. The fact that Bharat Maharaj had to get up at intervals to look for the deer was simply a sign that he had fallen down from the spiritual platform. If Bharat Maharaj sometimes could not see the deer, his mind would become very agitated. He would become like a miser who, having obtained some riches, had lost them and had then become very unhappy. When the deer was gone, he would be filled with anxiety and would lament due to separation. Thus, he would become illusioned and speak as follows.
The deer is gone. It's helpless in the woods. I am now very unfortunate. My mind is like a cunning hunter. It's always filled with cheating propensities and cruelty. That little deer put all of its faith in me, just as a good man who has a natural interest in good behavior forgets the misbehavior of a cunning friend and puts his faith in him. I have proved faithless. Will he ever return and place his faith in me again? Due to my negligence, the deer's left me. Perhaps someday, because of his noble heart, he might possibly return. Will it ever be possible for me to again see this animal? Protected by the Lord and fearless of tigers and other animals, shall I again see him wandering in the garden eating soft grass? I don't know. By now the deer might have been eaten by a wolf or a dog or by the boars that flock together or the tiger who travels alone. When the sun rises, all auspicious things begin. Unfortunately, it's dawn now and they have not begun for me. The deer has been gone all night long. The sun god is the Vedas personified, but I am bereft of all Vedic principles. Not only have I left off my spiritual practices, but now I'm separated from the little fawn as well. Now it's evening and the sun is going down, and still the poor animal who trusted in me since its mother died has not returned. That deer was exactly like a prince. Will it ever return? When will it again display its personal activities, which are so pleasing? When will it again pacify a wounded heart like mine? I certainly must have no pious assets, otherwise the deer would have returned by now. That small deer used to play with me. He used to see me pretending meditation with closed eyes, and he would walk around me. And due to anger arising from love, he would touch me with the points of its soft horns, which felt like drops of water.
Now King Bharat considers his meditation false. While engaged in meditation, he was actually thinking of his deer, and he would feel great pleasure when the animal pricked him with the points of its horns. Feigning meditation, the king would actually think of the animal, and this was but a sign of his downfall.
I used to spend hours arranging all the items for worship on the sacred kusha grass. And then the deer would come romping in and touch the grass with its teeth and pollute it. And I would chastise the deer by pushing it away, and it would immediately become fearful and sit down motionless, exactly like the son of a saintly person, and thus it would stop its play.
Bharat Maharaj was constantly thinking of the activities of the deer, forgetting that such meditation and diversion of attention was killing his progress in spiritual advancement. In this way, Bharat Maharaj was overwhelmed by an uncontrollable desire which was manifest in the form of the deer. Due to the fruitive results of his past deeds, he fell down from mystic yoga, austerity, and worship of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. If it were not due to his past fruitive activity, how could he have been attracted to the deer after giving up the association of his own son and family, considering them stumbling blocks on the path of spiritual life? How could it be shown such uncontrollable affection for a deer? This was definitely due to his past karma. The king was so engrossed in petting and maintaining the deer that he fell down from his spiritual activities. In due course of time, insurmountable death came before him. At the time of death, the king saw the deer was sitting by his side exactly like his own son, and was lamenting his death. Actually, the mind of the king was absorbed in the body of the deer, and consequently, like those bereft of Krishna consciousness, he left the world, the deer and his material body, and acquired the body of a deer. However, there was one advantage. Although he lost his human body and received the body of a deer, he did not forget the incidents of his past life. After quitting his body, a person gets another body according to his mental condition at the time of death. At death, a person always thinks of the subject matter in which he has been engrossed during his life. According to this law, because Bharat Maharaj was always thinking of the deer and forgetting his worship of the Supreme Lord, he acquired the body of a deer. However, due to his having been elevated to the topmost platform of devotional service, he did not forget the incidents of his past life. This special benediction saved him from further deterioration. Due to his past activities in devotional service, he became determined to finish his devotional service even in the body of the deer. Although in the body of a deer, Bharat Maharaj, due to his rigid devotional service in his past life, could understand the cause of his birth in that body. Considering his past and present life, he constantly repented his activities.
What misfortune! I have fallen from the path of the self-realized. I gave up my real sons, my wife, and home and kingship to advance in spiritual life. I took shelter in a solitary, holy place in the forest. I became 99% self-controlled and self-realized. I was engaging constantly in devotional service, always hearing, thinking, chanting, worshiping, and remembering the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Vasudev. I was successful in my attempt, so much so that my mind was always absorbed in devotional service. But now, due to a taint of personal foolishness, my mind again fell down and became attached to that world which I had previously left. I left a kingship. I left my wife, unlimited wealth, only to become attached to a deer. What foolishness! And now, as a fruit of my fall down, I have obtained the body of a deer and have fallen far from my prior devotional practices.
Although Bharat Maharaj received the body of a deer, By constant repentance, he became completely detached from all material things. He did not disclose these things to anyone, but he left his mother dear in a place known as Kalanjana Mountain, where he was born. He went to the forest of Shalagram and to the ashram of Pulaha, where he had performed this meditation in his previous life. Remaining in that ashram, the great King Bharat Maharaj was now very careful not to fall victim to bad association. Without disclosing his past to anyone, he remained in that ashram and ate dry leaves only. He was not exactly alone, for he had the association of Krishna. For Krishna is present in everyone's heart. In this way he waited for death in the body of a deer. Bathing in that holy place, he finally gave up that body. After giving up the body of a deer, Maharaj Bharat took birth in a very pure Brahmin family and lived his life in such a way that he became a completely pure devotee of the Lord and did not again fall down into another incarnation, but attained the association of Krishna directly.